Hello, I'm Stephanie M. Mim, First Lady of the Mimiverse and B-movie actress extraordinaire. Many of you know me as Rosemary in Terror from Beneath the Earth, or Ursula from House of Ghosts, or the giant floating head in Cavewoman on Mars. But you may not be aware that I also write bad poetry. This is one of my poems. It is entitled Fall, and it goes something like this. It is fall. The leaves are falling. It is cold. I need a sweater. Raking sucks.
Aye, aye, sister, that's true.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse.
Hello, everybody. This is Rad Director Christopher R. Mim. And with me, I have my co-host, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Say hello.
Hello.
We have taken over the podcast this month because, well, why the hell not? It's the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast, and only of the four people in this room right now, only two have the last name Mim. So, hey, screw you guys. Anyway, but seriously, there is a very distinct reason why I and my illustrious Stephanie over here are hosting the podcast, and that is because our guests this month are our hosts, Mark and Ruby.
Hi.
The tables turned.
The tables have turned. Because we realized ultimately we had no one else.
And you told us you had it.
And two, these guys have been in the movies, so why the hell not?
Yeah.
All right, good point.
Plus, you know, we're trying to break it up a little bit. Try something new, because people are getting bored. No, they're not?
No, they are.
Mostly okay. Just us. All right, no, good enough. Not really, not really.
So yeah, to my right over here is my beautiful wife and keeper, Stephanie. Keeper. Say hello.
Hello.
My co-host. Now, Steph, you can talk.
Okay.
You're not the
shake
guest.
My head.
You can just you can say whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
And then did I say to my right or to my left?
You said to your right.
Okay, that's my right. Steph's on my right. To my left is guest. I'm going to call you guest number one.
Yeah.
And that's Ruby. Everyone knows her as the Ruby.
Hello,
the Ruby.
And then
the
farther to my left, beyond Ruby's left, is Mart.
Hi,
Mart.
Mart.
Yeah.
And we have a phantom candle tender because we're inside. It's cold outside. Say hello, phantom candle tender. I love that you guys are like had to fill that in. Instead of just like, I figured it'd just be silence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks.
Well, no, then you'd hear the cat moving his babies, and then everyone would think it was the cat fire tender.
True. Well, I figure we can yell at the phantom fire tender all night for doing things wrong.
That's true.
Around the Mitch Gonzalez Memorial Candle.
We could throw stuff raining. at the phantom candle tender.
That's right. So yeah, that's our... That's my introduction. I can't remember. Do you guys do anything else that's cool and interesting before?
We always...
Before Ruby does the thing that Steph's about to do right now.
So, Chris, what's going on in the Mimiverse?
Nothing. I'm shutting it down.
Yay! Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Okay.
You mean it's not 2014? You're right. It's not 2014. Ah, oh, forget it.
Okay, here's what's going on in the Mimiverse.
You didn't put those on my script.
I gave you a script. Look at you. What's going on in the Mimiverse? I'm making a movie. Still working on the Giant Spider. It's coming together real nice. We have a fundraiser going right now with the guys from Acoustic Fury Records. Acoustic Fury Records. Check it out at acousticfury.com. We're doing a fundraiser with them. The band Bad Horse. Any nerds out there. Recorded these great... furiously acoustic versions of the two Echo Driver songs, Paddling Along and A Rock and Rolling All the Way to Ramblin'. They're really good.
All of you have heard because, first of all, you've watched the movies. And second of all, they're at the beginning and end of
podcast. So there are these great versions of the songs that you can download. And we're doing it as a little fundraiser. So you can download each song for $5 a piece, and you're like, oh my God, $5 for a song. But the whole point is the fundraising part, you see? And then you get something cool out of it. You get the songs, plus you also get art.
No way.
Dan Flanagan, who runs Acoustic Fury, had some art commissioned at the New York Comic Con. That's very cool that you get free with download. So you can either buy them individually for $5 a piece or $8 for the quote unquote album, which is both. So it's really cool.
Yeah. They sound great.
And they do sound really good. And they're cool variations on the songs. I mean, I think they're pretty awesome. I was very, very happy. And you can check that out by either going to SaintEuphoria.com and finding the news post about it. Or if you go to GiantSpiderFundraiser.Bandcamp.com. GiantSpiderFundraiser.Bandcamp.com. And you can download the songs. The other thing going on. There's something else going on. What else is going on?
Oh, the plushie.
Oh, yeah. We have a new, special, exclusive, limited time offer. Plushie. Collectible.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
From Brandon Fulmer, who's made all the other ones. It's a Christmas-colored, sorry, holiday-colored.
Holiday.
I forgot about the war on Christmas. PC. I'm fighting it, so. Yeah. I don't know which side I'm on, so I better be, you know. Well, I guess I'm on the bad guy's side, huh? Because I said holiday.
Yeah.
But then I said Christmas first.
You
God,
said Christmas
I'm fighting with
first.
Myself.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas. Oh, Jesus, I did
a
it again.
Red and green.
Damn it, it's red
it's
and green.
It's red and green, but you could, you know, still get it for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
blue and white or blue and silver.
What if, you know what? What if I celebrate Festivus?
If you really, Festivus? If you really wanted.
Kwanzaa.
If you really wanted a different colored one, I bet you if Solstice? You asked, you might be able to
Solstice?
Get it.
Solstice.
I know Brenda's very cool about doing custom stuff.
Ordered early for Thanksgiving.
If you wanted a Hanukkah one, she would probably do it.
Black Thursday.
What?
I'm just trying to sell
what,
it.
What are
Come
the colors
on.
Of Black Thursday? Black.
Black and white.
Oh, I've heard of Black Friday, but what's Black Thursday?
Black Friday.
That's when you, oh, okay, all right.
You overbake the Christmas turkey.
I was like, because now they're starting to open stores on
Well, see,
midnight.
It's Black Thursday then, isn't it? Yes. Some stores open
well, it's at
10.
Midnight, though. Well,
it's
then it is Black
ridiculous.
Thursday.
Ridiculous.
That's silly.
God.
They take away all the fun.
And then the Canadians come down here and they buy all our stuff.
Canadians.
No, that's a good thing,
what?
Honey. That's a good thing.
I don't know where that came from. So, yeah, there's an exclusive plush. A holiday limited time. And it's only available until this December 15th. So if you don't order it before then, you cannot get one ever.
Did you say it was
ever.
The Monster Phantom Lake?
It's the Monster Phantom Lake. In. Wearing a little Santa hat.
It's Aww. So cute.
Which I'm sure you can get if you really want festive. What the hell colors are Festivus anyway?
I have no idea.
Aren't they? No,
Kwanzaa's got like the green and yellow
and red.
Yeah.
Red. Is it orangish red?
Yeah. It's more earthy tones.
Oh, yeah. Earth tones.
And
sure.
Then, and then Hanukkah's, you know, yeah, the blue silver and blue. Silver, yes. And
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we can, if you really absolutely want one. Just let
me
know.
Just a thought.
So there's that.
That's he can be holding
on.
A menorah. All right, Brenda, yeah. He could be. I'm just kidding.
All right.
We'll put dreidels in both hands.
That's right.
Put gold coins around his waist.
I think it's cool.
Comes with your own package of chocolate coins. Okay.
For this, only this $1
Let's steer the bus back.
There we go. That's my fake ruby.
There we go.
This hosting thing is harder than it looks.
It's not easy.
You're still in your part. What do you mean?
I know, but I feel like,
do
oh,
you
God.
Feel the pressure?
I'm like feeling the pressure to
oh,
move
gosh.
Forward.
Let's get the bus back to
so
the
beyond
garage.
That, yeah. And, oh, I guess the other thing is, and this should be said because this will be coming out sometime, I would say November 15th, but I'm sure it'll be about the 20th.
Are you editing this one?
No, God
damn.
Dang
it! I quit my Wednesday job. I might actually be able to do something
sweet.
This month.
Sweet.
You're not there anymore?
No, I'm not.
Awesome.
Oh, is that a good thing?
It'll be great, and I will be having
wow,
my
gonna
own podcast.
Are we going to cut this out, or are we going to have
awesome.
Just
no, leave it in. No, I am taking it off leave the bus. You know why? Because I'm a guest.
That's
yes,
right.
And that's what
you're
going to do.
Stephanie, you're the one who's supposed to pull them back.
We
but
also...
Real Ruby... Fake Ruby, don't worry about it, because Real Ruby hasn't been doing the whole getting people on them
no,
for like a year.
I've listened to a couple of the podcasts, and they go way off the road.
We also have
the... don't anymore, it's because I do the Ruby edit.
Don't forget, we also have the ValleyCon podcast that we'll release at the same time as this one.
Hopefully. Will we release at the same time as the Star Wars podcast? Never.
Don't, you just
I say we
it.
Just,
that was
I say we just,
podcast.
You guys, we should just start banking a whole crap load, and then after we hit our 2-year mark, Season 3 is just like leftovers.
Clip shows.
Clip shows.
Literally a year of clip shows.
Do you remember when?
Yeah,
remember when?
Awesome.
I have clips starting from podcast number 3.
I was going to say, I think podcast 3. Because that was Cook, yeah? Or Overlander.
No, it was Cook.
We had some good clips.
All right.
All right.
No, it was Overlander.
Then we do the profanity clips. One where it's nothing but swearing for 4 hours.
Then it's just the Liz podcast.
Yeah,
over
pretty much.
Yeah,
a good half
is,
hour that would be just Liz.
I'll re-release that one with unedited, and it's just Liz swearing left and right.
Okay,
anywho, continue.
Okay, so because this will be coming out mid November,
you'll have it before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Holidays are coming up soon, and if you want, I will be running some pretty cool deals. Between pretty much when this comes out, I'll just say that when this comes out, I'm gonna start doing some cool deals on the website to sell stuff for the holidays.
Makes a great
so
gift.
You know, the films of the Mimiverse make great gifts, and we have some cool stuff, and I might add some more stuff. I don't know. I just maybe I'll start throwing the kitchen sink at it. Just buy stuff, people. But the point is buy it sooner rather than later if you want to get it in time for the holidays. If you want that Mimivite and your family to know about all the cool stuff. Make sure you get it now, and buy lots, buy often.
Yep, and if people already have the movies, they should have a plushie.
I'm telling you.
Makes a great
whole
gift.
Set.
Stocking stuff.
The exclusive, you know, Festivus one.
Oh, jeez.
Who knows?
You know what we need to do?
The wood carving that Mark's going to do.
Pictures of Mitch Gonzalez with no shirt on, in a cowboy hat,
what?
Sweating in the sun, and then he'll autograph them.
What?
What?
Okay, so Mitch is
going
to
listen
to this going, ah, I'm going to have to do that now.
There is no sun. It's cold.
But that's the point. We should have
it's
him outside
Minnesota.
In the snow, but like, you know, like spritz him with a with
so
a
so he gets
thing,
hypothermia.
So he
will get the Mimiverse bug thing.
I think that
would
be hilarious.
That's what I have.
Now we have to do that. You listening,
like
Mitch? Hey, you know what? I have an idea. This is giving me an idea right here and now. We should do weird crap for the holidays. That's what I'm calling it.
Weird crap
for the holidays.
It's a new segment.
If you are a devoted listener, and I know you are because you're still listening two seasons in, and Steph and I took over, and you have an idea for something one of a kind and weird, but not gross weird, all right?
I don't
or dirty weird.
Anything.
I don't
want
to see your you know...
Family show.
Yeah, family show.
Yeah.
If you think of something bizarro that we could sell... I think we should set up a little auction site on SaintEuphoria.com. I can work on that between now and when this comes out. That we can put your weird thing on there and see what it can get. Yes?
I like it.
All right. Weird crap for the holidays.
Where does the money go?
To the Mimiverse.
It'll all go into the fund. It's another fundraiser.
Okay.
And then maybe, you know, if you make something, you keep track of your expenses, we can get you paid back.
As long as it's reasonable.
Well, I mean, if you spend $100 on something, you may never get your money back, but that's because you're an idiot and spend a couple hundred dollars on making something. You know, spend $10, $5, send $1, you know? Take a picture of, I don't know, something bizarre that isn't your junk.
And then tell all your friends to buy it for more than you spent on it.
Yeah, and then tell people to go on there and auction it off. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can just set up an eBay thing.
And for the record, if I do end up getting a picture of Mitch with no shirt on, sitting outside getting spritzed down and outside in the snow, that I would scrub my eyes with a wire brush.
Can we give him like a little kid hat?
Yes.
Like
a Chippendale dancer kid hat.
Why would he do that?
Because he has to do it now.
Because we called him out.
You listen, Mitch? You listening, Mitch? You're doing it.
Don't do it.
You're doing it.
Do it.
You wanted to be involved, Mitch. This is what it takes.
Mitch, don't do it.
And then you can talk your wife into to auction, you know, paying the most. Funny thing is how much, you know.
No one else sees it.
No one else. It never goes public. We'll post an image, but it'll all be blurred out. So you have to buy it to be able to see. So
Mitch, don't
so
cave.
So it's really, it's blackmail.
Don't cave into the peer pressure.
I like it. So if you have an idea for something weird, let us know right away, and we'll get it up there.
You win, Anne, and we win.
Weird crap for the holidays. Yes.
At SaintEuphoria.com. Check it out.
I mean, we could just set up an eBay auction site, you know, just set it up. That would be a Mimiverse auction site. That would just be Mimiverse stuff, right? The stuff that we list.
Yeah.
And then we could see if other weird people outside are just like, I really want to see this guy when that. I want to see what this guy looks like without a shirt on in the snow.
Why would you do that to your friend?
Well, Mitch is a good looking fella.
I know, but why would you do that to him? He's so shy.
Why? What are we doing?
Because we're trying to.
We are getting him.
We're trying to break him of his shyness.
It's not embarrassing.
Mitch, don't do it. Peer pressure. Don't cave.
Why would that be embarrassing?
If he does, I have no more respect for him. No, I'm kidding.
Nice.
So, Mitch, it really asks you, it asks the question, how much do you care about Steph's respect for you?
No one really cares.
Steph, steer us back on track.
Steering the bus.
So, with that said, that should be pretty much that's what's going on in the Mimiverse. We give a shout out to all those people dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. I hope you're doing good and you got your power back so you can listen and download. That's horrible.
It's sort of true, but it's
actually
so horrible.
No. But seriously, I hope these people are okay. I mean, that sucks. Jesus Christ.
Yes. Well, your one
winter
friend
hurricane.
Out there, honey.
It's cold.
Your old roommate lives out
I
there.
I think he's still alive.
Well, that's great. You haven't found out.
No, I saw him post on Facebook recently. Okay.
Yay.
So, maybe, you know, dead since he posted that yesterday. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
This is morbid all of a sudden.
It's really weird.
Ruby, did you ever know Joel?
No, I never met Joel.
My old roommate.
I never met him. I heard
when
about
he lived in Frogtown.
Keep talking. Say offensive stuff because this is all getting cut.
I didn't say anything offensive.
Actually, I'm probably going to leave all this in.
Oh, it's pretty hilarious.
I'm cutting it.
Can we go back to talking about Mitch?
No, let's not.
Mitch
guy.
Is a talented guy.
He is.
I'm sure all the ladies out there want to know what he looks like.
Now that you've mentioned
you know
a
what?
Picture
okay,
of him half
speaking of Mitch, I am taking this off the bus for a second. So we went to ValleyCon. We met some new friends. They're called the Kamikaze Snowmen. They're pretty great. And they had Chris on as a guest on their podcast. All right. So we decide.
Mitch Gonzalez.
Now you're going to sing
See,
it.
Now he's going to sing
now
it.
Now you're going to sing it.
Mitch Gonzalez.
So we go as this late night podcast. They have them on for a very nice interview. We decide we're going to photobomb them.
Audio bomb
them. So we jump in there.
After I called them my fluffers. They didn't appreciate
that. Yeah, it was
that.
Not appropriate. Okay, so it's me and Mark and who else was up there? Tori. Okay, we're audio bombing them because they audio bombed ours and then they sang a song and then they like split really fast. So we jump on and I'm like, all right, we're going to sing a song. Let's sing a song about Mitch Gonzalez. This one clams up, says nothing. Doesn't even hum along. Nothing.
Let them embarrass themselves.
Nothing. And it doesn't sound good without four people. Two people singing the Mitch Gonzalez song sucks. So yeah, everyone
Wait,
go
two?
To kamikazesnowman.com.
Yeah, it was just me and Rube because Tori wasn't singing anything either.
See?
Tori, so disappointed in you.
She doesn't listen to us anymore, so we can call her out all we want.
Is that what the call out's going to be this month is
yep.
Tori?
Tori. Chartreuse Unicorn. Chartreuse Unicorn. Actually, that should be everyone. Chartreuse Unicorn. You know what it means.
I'm surprised we're doing it this early in the podcast. Usually we do it in part three, hour four.
No one's listening. Once I heard that you guys aren't the hosts, I'm not sure, like, screw this crap. Steph, you're not talking.
I'm confused.
That's because you don't listen either. What was the color of the unicorn last month?
I don't listen.
See?
Oh, they are too freaking long.
Sparkly. Ruby edit.
Sparkly. Do you leave in the ruby edit?
Too
yeah.
Long.
Yeah. Well, it depends on where it
you have in. To leave the unicorn in.
It depends on where it comes in.
Why do you put a unicorn in?
If you listen, you'd know.
You know what? They're too long.
Girls, you're both pretty. You both go to the prom.
So, without further ado, we
Who
shall
has
introduce
that much
our
time?
Guests. Ruby.
Every month. Hello.
And Mark.
Hi.
They, you know them as the hosts of the show, but this month they're the guests. So now you're under the spotlight. So Ruby, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with the verse. Go.
Well,
Wait.
50 words
wait,
or less.
Wait. Do you have your notebook?
Mm-hmm.
Pen?
Uh-oh.
Oh, what do I have to do?
You know what to
do. I'm not making notes.
Oh, that's right. That's I right. gotta do that.
Okay. Go.
Excuse the hell out of me?
Just go ahead. No, nothing is happening.
Taking
here.
Notes.
All right. Like, how far back do you want to go? This, now I'm scared.
How were you introduced to the verse?
Oh, well.
Yeah, get on with it. God, come on. Steph, wow, so pushy.
Okay.
Just so, is not that hard.
That's actually pretty recent. I'm rotating.
What in the hell are you doing,
That
woman?
Is not pretty recent. Well, okay. It well, is recent, I my, guess, when my, the Mimiverse world.
Yeah, but. in my global history, I thought he, like, wanted me to start with, well, I was born in a small cabin. In the woods in Colorado. No, I wasn't. I was born in Chicago. So, yeah.
Where the hell are you going?
I don't know. She's
way off the road.
She has yet to start.
Way
She's
off
being
the road.
A guest.
I'm being yeah. a guest.
She's being Shervin.
She's not being Doug Sidney. She's being Dan Shervin.
No, she's been Shervin.
So, yes. I am from Denver and Chicago in no particular order. And I went to school in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And one of the people I went to school with was Josh Craig, who everyone
See,
in the Mimiverse knows.
It made sense where she's going with this.
And all through college, I heard about this guy, Chris, best friend, this other best friend, Mike, and all the best friends, oh my God. I never met them because Chris never came the 5 hours down to Iowa, never did.
I did.
He did,
I
actually.
Went a couple times, no. but it was after you were gone.
Yeah, he went down to Cole a couple times.
Because didn't you go off to
Yeah, I was 1 year ahead
grad
of Josh.
School or something mm-hmm. like that? Yeah. I did go down there that year.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course I did. I've been down there. I know what Cedar Rapids smells like.
Ah,
right?
City of High smells.
But Ruby, you never came up here either.
Actually, I came up.
He just never introduced you.
No, that's true. Because I stayed.
Josh's fault. See?
Yeah, I know. I stayed at the house on Kenwood. I might have. No, it was before I moved here permanently. Anyway, so yeah, then I went to grad school in Columbus.
Yay, Columbus.
And,
what's up, Dr. Bob?
Columbus.
Dr. Bob was not there when I live is there. What? Oh, you worded. Yeah. So then, long story short, I ended up back here in Minneapolis and finally met these two lovely people. And then eventually they started making movies. And I was doing theater and dance and music and, you know, all the stuff that you can put lights on and such. And, yeah. I knew you guys when you were making movies to begin with, and I didn't actually get involved until Destination.
Explain and, how and why.
Well, it won't sound good. I'll say the nice version. The nice and also true, the short version, is that the Mimiverse needed extra people to help out. And it needed extra different energy. And so I was like, well, I can help you build something that looks like came out of Battlestar Galactica. And so I went over to Chris's for a while and hung out in the basement and said hi to Steph. And it was a good excuse to hang out with Chris and Steph because, you know, I didn't get to see you guys very much. And after we stopped doing Star Trek nights, dang it, I didn't get to see you guys very often. So it was a good excuse to go over and, you know, I'd talk to Steph for a while. Then Chris and I would go build in the basement. And then eventually I sucked Mark into it and we ended up having a real good time. So, yeah.
Cool. And then, you haven't regretted it since?
Well, you don't want to ask me that while I'm looking at you in the face. No. No, we haven't. Otherwise, we would take a break.
And for the record, Ruby is out of swinging distance.
Not of his leg. He could kick me.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Ow, my foot. Sort of. Ow, sort of. Yeah, but no.
I'm sick of it too.
No, it's
I'm shutting
a good
it
time.
Down.
Yay! It's not 2014.
So that's what you're supposed to say.
You didn't have that in my script.
Oh, you geez. Should listen to more
podcasts.
Well,
see, if you listen to the podcast, well, you wouldn't need a script.
And then here's Steph's response is, they're too long.
Yeah. Honey, when I said, so Chris, what's going on in the members? You said you'd say you're shutting it down. And I said, oh, I'll say yay. And you said, okay.
Yeah, but then you're supposed to follow up by, no, just kidding.
But see, you didn't tell her. You forget didn't, it. You didn't tell her that.
It's fine.
Oh, you're fine.
Shutting it down.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Yay.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's not 2014.
Wow, this is all out of order now. And our other guest this month is Mark R. Hader.
Hi.
R's for Roosevelt, but really for Ronald.
Or neither.
I am also an R.
Yay. One of these kids is doing her own thing. Stephanie M. Mim, you don't have an R.
There's an
My
R in it.
My confirmation name was an R.
It was Rose.
What the hell's a confirmation name?
When you're Catholic, you get confirmed.
We could just put an R at the end of Stephanie, so she'd
be like
Stephanie.
When you become a nun and they rename you Sister, you know, Althea of the Roses
kind of,
or something.
Kind of, sorta, yeah. Kind of.
Sinister.
So my confirmation name is an R. So there you go.
Sister
There's my
Benedictine.
R. I like that though. Add an R to the end of Stephanie.
Fleur de Sel.
So you're Stephanie-er.
Stephanie-er.
Or we could just because we all nobody calls you Stephanie. We always call you Steph. So you just could just Steph, be Steffer. Yeah.
If someone calls me Stephanie, they're usually mad at me.
They might be a solicitor.
So, Mark, tell us about yourself, and how did you come to be involved in the verse?
Wow.
That was awesome.
Okay, Joker.
That was super jokery.
That was awesome. born and raised here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Fast forward to 10.5 years ago, I met Rube. We became an item.
Yesterday.
No, yeah, pretty much.
We've heard the stories
he decided
of Ruby.
He finally
My God,
liked
Ruby.
It. Put a ring on. Ruby. What?
One of the very first people that I ever met of Ruby's friends were Chris and Steph. One of the very first people I ever met.
That is true. I was like, you're going to like these guys. Let's
you're
going to
like
house.
Chris. He's a nut. He was, at that time, he was a musician. He wasn't, the thought of making a film didn't even cross his mind. So we had that in common. And then there was Steph and I was like, hey, Steph's awesome. You know, but I didn't know Steph because Steph will tell you herself. She's very shy and it takes a while to kind of get to know her.
Well, I knew you would have more in common with Chris to begin with.
True.
That's an odd awesome. Craving for a Hostess cupcake.
Ooh.
Anyway, keep going.
our local gas station is still open, but yeah, I'm not going to go fetch stuff. I'm that's the guest. Right. I don't fetch stuff.
No fetching.
So we were hanging out at your house because you have a large family, and it's not always easy for you to leave.
Ain't that the truth?
So you
the
know,
jailer keeps me pretty well chained up.
Bad.
We would do bonfires at your house,
Stephanie.
this is before we lived together too, and I was
sweaty
in an apartment
balls,
in Uptown. There was no.
You said sweaty balls.
I said sweaty this time.
She did say sweaty.
Good times.
But I was in Uptown, and there was no fire pits. And he lived in the bottom side of a house, and there was no fire pit. So of course we're going to go over to your house to go have fun.
So
it was really the beginnings.
You
of
I remember house. That. Yes. I do remember that you
yeah.
guys coming.
Yeah, we would come over to your guys' house.
And I think
and
too, it was. We were having some sort of party for one of the kids or something.
Talking to the mic, Steph.
Or we were having... Sorry. I'm not used to this microphone stuff.
You can back up a little.
You can just...
I could talk like this.
No, you can't.
But I just... we were having some party or something, and they came over. Wasn't that it?
I wouldn't
probably.
Doubt it.
Yeah. And
we live pretty close.
We're the only people that throw parties.
That's
yeah, no one
probably
else does.
True.
Now we don't anymore either.
And the only reason a lot of times we're... Well, and so it's one of two things. I think part of the reason we always throw them is because we have such a big family, it's kind of hard to go other places. And I think people don't invite us to parties.
People don't invite us.
That's not true.
And
we
also
because
we have...
I keep moving. I'm sorry.
Also because we have a big family.
That's just an excuse.
That's an excuse.
You guys actually get out a lot for people who have kids.
Yeah, you
I'm
do. You surprisingly do.
You do not have to be chained to your house when you have children. And you guys are not, so.
I'm chained to my house.
To go.
Nice. You are
that's
because
you work in the basement.
Yeah.
And that's because you work from home. I'd be more than happy to stay home.
Should we have this?
More than happy.
should we have this discussion right now?
Nice.
On the just podcast. More,
here, why don't I save everybody that happy. Awkward uncomfortableness, and we'll just go back to
So, Mark,
to the
keep
story.
Telling us, how did you get to the end of the verse?
I remember you had said, hey, do you want to be in Destination Outer Space? And I was kind of like, I don't know, whatever. And then Rube basically said, he'll do it. And so I was like, okay, but we hadn't actually, you hadn't asked us to help out yet at that point, because you asked me, I think filming had just started.
Yeah, I think we were still trying to find the Ek and Nok for the arena scenes, and
yeah.
It was like, I need a tall,
need
big
tall,
guy.
Big, scary guy. Yeah.
Someone that's bigger than Josh.
And that was
by
me.
By a considerable amount.
And
with Mark.
And Mark, was it awkward at all?
Was it awkward
yes,
at all?
Because there's that. Was it awkward? Well, I guess we can get into this later, but because Ruby had been once engaged to Josh Craig, and now you are with her, but you were beating up on Josh. Well, maybe that's not awkward.
That's really not all that awkward.
That's why he would take the role.
Oh my gosh,
Josh,
you were like,
you
all
doing?
Right, I get to do a smackdown.
See, I didn't say that, but Ruby just did. So there you go.
I sure did. And I was tasteful in the beginning. I didn't even go there, but hi, Josh, enough. You're not listening.
No,
you're
it wasn't awkward
Josh.
At all. In fact, that
if
was
are,
chartreuse unicorn.
Chartreuse unicorn.
I
seriously, I would
asking.
Love it if you listened. You should listen. We have a good time.
I'm doing those tough questions like Barbara Walters, and I want to make you cry.
Wow. I don't think you can make me cry.
A little power going to her head.
But you were about halfway through filming, and we were coming over at that point because we were closer then. And then you had said, hey, why don't
well, we
you?
We were just calling, we're just comedy support at that point. We're
yeah.
Having a good time being out.
And you were like, hey, I'm having a hard time. I think I'm going to miss some of my dates unless I have some help. Do you think you can come over and help us out? And Ruben and I said, sure, why not? And it was towards the end of the filming, though. I remember that we weren't involved from the beginning.
You were at least two thirds.
At least, filming wise, it was at least two thirds. It was getting definitely down to the end where it was like, "There's no way in hell I'm gonna be able to finish this if I don't get the help."
Well, and I had seen you go through enough movies by that point. I know theater enough. Like, you get to that point, you're like, "This is never gonna work. This sucks. This movie sucks." That's when you get a new set of eyes and a
also
new...
Also known as where I'm at in the giant spider right now.
Oh, no.
Wow, because it's been filming since July.
It feels like it's taking forever.
We're almost done.
It's also toward the end
Well,
now,
and
so
this is
really
the
like,
one of... We figured out today, didn't we, honey, that this has been one of your longest shoots?
Yeah, because there's been so much for...
Like,
so
longest
long
span
period.
Of months. Mm-hmm. Because even Moon Zombies, we didn't start filming until September...
Yeah, we finished.
And it finished in February, but there was a space because someone got sick. So there was like a big time off.
Started in July and will go till almost December.
Yeah, and right after Thanksgiving.
Plus, there's all the other crap that's still going on with the special effects and other things that's going to have to happen. I mean, that day is the last day with actors, but we still have other stuff we have to shoot.
Every one of your movies is ambitious in a different way.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do something this ambitious ever again.
Okay, until the next one.
Well this one, though, it had a lot of locations.
It's the locations more than
else. Tons of locations, lots of extra people.
Well, it's hard to get that many people wrangled. That is for sure.
And it's because schedules are hard, and then working around, too, the kids' schedules now, three of them are in school, so there's conferences and all sorts of things that we're trying to shuffle around. And
true dat.
Dealing with diva
stuff.
Behavior from diva-ish actors.
Yeah.
And Mitch.
Who is his own diva. <geez. laughs>
Wow.
Really. Any chance you get to throw Mitch under the bus?
Well, it's his middle name, for Christ's sake.
I'm surprised he even
it's
likes
Mitch
to hang out
TD
with you.
TD Gonzalez.
I like diva. It.
Actually, speaking of ValleyCon, we got to tell this is a great little story about Mitch.
Oh, boy.
Mitch came up for ValleyCon.
Yeah.
For a Saturday.
Sorry, Mitch.
And he left pretty early, and he got there, and he calls me and says, hey, I'm here. I was like, oh, okay, well, I got you a pass. I'll meet you at the door. Well, on the passes, they're blank, right? It says the thing, and there's space where you can write in your name. And I had one that actually they had made that said, guest and the whole thing. But other ones, you can write in what you want. So I wrote in on one side, I put Mitchie the Kid. On the other side, I wrote The Diva. And I went upstairs to give him the pass to let him in, and I gave it to him the side that said Mitchie the Kid. He's like, oh, cool, Mitchie the Kid. Never thinking, I'll check the other side. He puts it on, and instantly it came up as the diva side. So he was walking around for a good half hour with a pass that said the diva. So, and then someone pointed out, and he's like, oh, son of a... And so he kept, all day it kept flipping over and he wouldn't notice it. So I was like, oh, son of God. So he's fighting with it all day. You're welcome, bitch. We love you.
We tease you and give you crap because we love you. And because
we're trying to bring you out of your shell, yeah, man.
Because you can't hang out with us as much as you want and as That's much right. as we want either. So,
and don't worry. The next time you hang out with us, there's a little cowboy hat and a gun and a shirtless photo in your future.
Bit early, bit Steph, often.
Steph and just had that look on her face like, really? You just went back to that?
She's going
to
lose really? All respect for him.
I will. If he does it, I will lose all respect.
Has to do it now.
Now he has to do it.
You're upping the ante.
Mitch, don't do
it's
it.
It's like Jackass. It's like you just keep kicking.
No Photoshop's higher. Allowed either because you're not allowed it, to Mitch. Take your head and then have this weird cut line on the neck and then you superimpose it on some big
But you can do really good Photoshop and you wouldn't even notice.
I don't know. I think we'd put him on like a really scrawny, like Michael's body.
No,
like a scrawny white
Michael
body.
Kaiser.
No, no,
bum,
we gotta
bum.
Put him on. We gotta put him on Robert.
Oh my God!
Big old strong be, black man.
Don't do
awesome.
It, Mitch. So don't well. Do it.
Bonjour, Robert.
How do you say chartreuse? Is that
chartreuse?
That is. There you go, chartreuse.
Mitch, you are too old unicorn to cave into to peer pressure.
I'm looking up unicorn in French. So, Steph, ask some questions. You're the co-host.
I don't have that in my script.
Oh, come on. Do it.
So, Ruby.
Yes.
What is your favorite? And you can't cop out and say, I don't have a favorite or
I'm
it doesn't
Liz.
Matter.
I do have favorites.
What is your favorite Mimiverse movie and why?
Well, it is no secret that I like Monster the best. It is my favorite. It continues to be my favorite. It's the same reason everybody else. It's got that wonderful innocence and the whole kitchen sink and everything you remember and like walking through the woods and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And then
the
you're
Disney
like, all right,
Bambi
this is,
moment.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I love it. That is my favorite one.
Okay. And then what's your least favorite? And be honest.
I thought we didn't do this.
Yeah, I'm doing
we,
it.
We
I
don't
got to
generally.
Ask a question.
Nice. Because Chris doesn't ever want to say publicly which one he doesn't like either, and he never will. So,
I think people are getting
I know
close
which one
to
it
figuring
is.
It out.
I'm not the biggest fan of the second one. Not the biggest fan. Sorry,
Fair
Mike.
Enough.
I'm sorry, Mike. I thought the pauses in Captain Jackson's speech were overdone. I thought someone should have reined him back in. Mim?
Actually, I take more responsibility for that than Josh. That was more my idea than his.
It was a poor idea.
Yes, it was.
That's all I'm saying.
I admit it.
Honestly, that was the thing that drove me the most crazy. I'm like, oh God, someone told this actor he was funny, and so he did more. But see, that's the problem with being the director. You will always get blamed for it.
But
you
see,
will
but
always
I take
get
the blame
blamed.
For that because that was my fault. Okay.
And as the director, though, it is their fault because they're supposed to direct and say, no, I don't like it that way. Don't do it that way.
Well, but he didn't know until you've seen it 40,000 times. Yeah.
But
yeah,
some
I
people
thought,
love that part of it. I'm telling you, I have people come up to me.
That's my favorite.
It.
They can love it. They
so.
Can
I had someone
it.
Come up to me once and say that they thought I peaked it. It came from another world.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Jesus.
I personally don't agree with that, but I do enjoy the movie and I have watched it again because I mean there's Canoe Cops, who doesn't love that, and I enjoy seeing your house all decked out. Every time I see the kitchen
and
I laugh.
Our
every
house
time
not
I see,
full of color crayons all over the wall.
That doesn't bother me, but I see your kitchenette and I'm like, oh, I know that house. Ooh. I see your mom's bedroom and
oh,
I laugh and laugh and laugh.
Owl Galleria.
Oh yeah. Because it's that one, it's sort of I love to hate it too, because I was not all in the filming of that one. And when I saw it, I'd laughed through the whole movie just because all the things I saw.
Well, and you knew. See, other people didn't know.
Exactly.
That
I was in the in crowd on that one. Because I've been to your house. I've been to your mom's house. I know your peeps. It's all good. So yes, that is the long answer of that.
Actually, that movie though, if you take a break from it for a while, and we just recently saw it again because our kids, that's what they like to watch.
That's cool.
And so they were watching it, And I was like, you know, this really has its merit, though. And there are, I mean, Chris always says there's parts of it that he now would cut, and it would be like a really, really, really good movie.
No, no.
You don't really think so?
There was nothing you can do that movie to make it a really, really, really good movie. Wow. You can make it better than it is. I still think
you're not giving it enough credit. But anyway, so, but I mean, the kids really like it, and
there are kids though. Mike is
scary with the big googly eyes, and
you know, I just thought of something I forgot to say earlier, but it should come up.
One
more thing. we still have a couple Burger Dog posters still available.
A few, not many.
I may actually just make them available on the website. We sold them at ValleyCon. We sold a bunch after our last podcast, but I still have just a couple, I think like five of them.
Yeah.
So if you still want one, let me know. They're a rare collectible, and they're numbered. We're up to number, I think we have number, we're on number 12. The last, 11 was the last one I sold.
Nice.
A bunch were given away, so that's why it's like, I thought you had like 20, and you said you have five. Well, that's because.
And well, I had taken some numbered. Out.
Yes.
When you went to the last convention, we had taken a tiny little stack out.
Well, and I have one. Just in case. You guys have one over here. Yeah, and
Michael has one.
Mitchie the Kid. This is the Mitch Gonzalez podcast. Let's just mention him as Mitch. That's the rule. From now on, if you can bring something back to Mitch, do it.
Okay.
All right.
Challenge accepted.
Gauntlet thrown.
All right, I'd say give Ruby a one for that.
Oh, we're doing points? Yeah.
We're not explaining why.
Same question.
I love
same
points.
Question, huh?
Yeah. Do you remember the question?
I do.
I am knocking it down.
If you listen to this podcast, you'll know that.
Or have you said it many times? What's your favorite is?
No, no.
And I'm just out of
the
loop.
I was just going to say that if you listen to this podcast, you know that Rube and I have been to all the premieres. Even before we started helping out, we've been to all the premieres. So
yep, you guys have.
Honestly, my answers are going to be the same as Ruby's. I liked Monster Phantom Lake. Again, for every single reason that everybody else has ever given, there was just something charming about that film. It just worked. There was such an innocence there, a naivete. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Nativity.
Good job.
The nativity.
There was a baby G
in a manger, yeah. And yeah, it was kind of weird.
Donkeys, the whole thing.
There was three wise men in the shape of Sven, Gustav, and Justin Overlander. With no beard. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I really liked Monster Phantom Lake.
You really like Attack, too, though.
I do like Attack of the Moon Zombies is number two.
Oh, really?
And like Rube, my least favorite one.
It changes like every day.
My least favorite one also was It Came from Another World. It's just, it was such a letdown. I told Rube when we were leaving the theater, I was like, whatever happened. What happened to the same guy that did Monster Phantom Lake?
Downhill ever since.
Wow.
Only according to one person.
But then number three was a step in the right direction. So, and then my faith was restored.
You know what, though? It was after It Came from the World that we met Mitch Gonzalez.
It was.
So that's
for
good.
Reals? How did I miss that part and not retain it? I remember him coming to the... I remember him saying he came to the premiere. No, you're right, because he talked
about the... because he went to the Crypticon.
Yeah.
After we made... While we were making K-Women, so it was after It Came from the World.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Before K-Women was done.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
You all guys sound like you have a man crush or
totally.
Something. This is, like, really
trying
weird.
Trying to get him with his shirt off, the whole thing.
This is weird.
Diva!
Thank God you're here, Steph.
I'm about to puke.
To bring some sanity to the podcast.
Dinner talking. Speaking of dinner, we had dinner at Cannes. We've talked about many times before
Mongolian barbecue.
And that Cannes is the greatest Mongolian barbecue on the planet.
You went with Mitch one time, didn't you, to Cannes?
We did.
Okay, I just brought it back.
But no, it was definitely...
Wow.
It was just a challenge. What, you're not in for the challenge?
Don't I get a point for that?
I'm trying to save the boy's soul.
Okay, so I would say you got to give Mark a point, and
I think because no one mentioned terror. I'm hurt.
Yeah, I see, and I think Ruby should get another point there for mentioning Mitch.
I'm totally taking you down. You're going down.
Fair enough. We had dinner tonight before we did the podcast at Cannes Mongolian Barbecue. If you ever in the Twin Cities area, go to Cannes Mongolian Barbecue.
Call us.
It's the best.
Call us.
And let us know you're there.
Yeah, and we'll go with you.
Yeah.
One of us
and you all can pay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Take us out for dinner.
For the honor of hanging out with us, I think you can pay.
I think you can.
You can pay.
You can get the check.
And maybe that could be one of the weird things for Christmas.
Oh, a present?
To take Mitch Gonzalez
out to dinner.
Take Mitch Gonzalez shirtless to God's.
Oh, no, they won't send him his shirtless.
Run, Mitch, run.
No, all right. He get him in a muscle shirt.
No.
Mitch
you just
will wear
take,
a muscle shirt. A stained muscle shirt and go out with you to
a wife beater. A stained wife beater.
You have to pay.
Mitch, run. Run fast.
All right. We just totally volunteered Mitch to go out.
Yeah, we did.
To Cannes. With the highest bidder in a stained muscle shirt, but they have to pay for dinner and, on top of.
You guys know Mitch, right?
I think
you
I should get a point.
You guys really
for
know
that.
Him. He would not do
I think,
that.
I think Mark gets a point for that. Give Mark a point.
I don't think you guys know Mitch. He would never do any of these
Are
things
you
you're talking
Mitch
about.
Mitch is one of our best friends.
Yes, and he would never do any of this.
It'd be like a not size mine. Too small, too, the muscle shirt.
New topic.
Oh, Mitch, do not drink the Kool-Aid.
We'll get it. We'll get Mitch
ask
all
me,
greased
ask
up.
Ask me more
It'd be
questions
awesome.
That get me points. I like
all right,
these.
Cool. Sorry.
Your turn for a question.
Okay, so this is not so much a question. This is more a challenge.
Dun, dun.
42.
Okay. You guys have to take turns. Ruby, you go first. Ladies okay. first.
I know, lady.
Do an impression of a Muppet, but don't tell us which Muppet it is and
Ooh,
see
and
if
I
Steph can guess.
Guess
what it is.
I
but it
guess.
Can't be an obvious Muppet.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean can't
you
be
can't
an obvious Muppet?
You can't freaking do Kermit or Piggy. It's got to be another Muppet.
I was going to do Kermit.
Yeah, see? Go. Because everyone
no,
knows
no,
Kermit.
No, because... Oh, my gosh.
Everyone does Kermit.
You can do
oh,
Kermit.
No, you didn't say voices.
Okay, you can
do
going
to do without voices.
You can do impressions of either
audio
a
format.
Muppet
audio
or...
Format. Who are you, Steph? It's an audio format.
And nobody always, got that,
That's
dear.
The running joke that you always wave. See,
see
she
right there.
Did
she
again.
Just did it again.
So, okay,
that
so do
Kermit.
An audio impersonation audio. Of a
oh,
Muppet.
Okay, and it can either be a Muppet from The Muppets or it can be from Sesame Street.
But Steph has to guess it. Go.
Oh, no, this is bad.
I'll give you guys both time to prepare.
Oh, I already know what
and
I'm
in the
do.
Meantime, I'll talk to you about Colin's Mongolian Barbecue, I'm, the greatest Mongolian barbecue.
I will do the one that Mark's going to do.
All right, which one do you think
I'm
going to
do? We'll see which one I'll do my favorite Muppet.
Oh, well, see, that's... No, we're not going after your favorite Muppet. I'll do your favorite Muppet
You'll get
second.
More points if you do my favorite Muppet.
Okay, Steph's got some power madness.
Can I do the one that Mark's going to do and go, then have go. Him do it and then do your favorite one
I'll
and
try.
Not get docked points?
I'll try.
We won't be know. Docked points.
No docked?
Yeah, no, you can get points, but you won't lose points at any moment. No.
Okay, would I get two? Can I get
I don't know
two?
What the hell's going on, but you
she's,
won't lose
Now
points.
She heard points, so she's volleying for points. Do your damn impression. Let's
Come on,
go.
Let's okay. see it. Let's see so it. Come
one,
on. Ruby. Ruby. Ruby.
See, it's a cookie. That's good enough for me.
Hey. Cookie Monster.
There you go. Yeah,
that wasn't that. The one I was going to
no,
do.
What were you going to do?
You are all weirdos.
You are all weirdos. Oh, it's that guy with the goofy.
This is why Steph has to guess.
It's with the. It's the. Doesn't he have like goofy eyes? Like one is almost shut and one's like really wide and he has like the crazy hair.
No.
Nope.
And he says, "You are all weirdos."
I this,
was this voice.
That was a That's a really good impression.
It
actually.
Is a good impression, and I can't think of the dang Muppet. I can see him.
He's from The Muppet Show.
I know.
Do He's light blue.
I know. What's his name? Is he from the band?
No.
He's My hardly God. Ever in the show.
Yeah.
This is why this is a good one.
You took such a random one.
All right. I think you're out of time.
I'm out of time?
Yeah. You can't guess all night.
Wow, Steph is the queen of the verse. You she gets all the time she needs.
You cannot talk yourself
I
into
am the first
one.
Lady. No one says Michelle
it's
Obama
Sam
step off.
Sam the American
off.
Eagle.
Oh, it's Sam. Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I even did the voice
that.
For you. You are all weirdos.
And see, you know what? You're
He's
right.
my favorite.
Now
I love
that. Now that it's right. You like that's your favorite, Sam?
Sam and Animal, but
okay.
obviously yeah. Animal's a gimme.
Okay,
so.
No. Don't
Animal's
point
the drummer. Of course you love him.
Okay, go.
I'm going to go back there someday.
Is that Gonzo?
Yes.
That was Gonzo.
All right, so Mark gets
Gonzo.
2 points and Ruby gets one.
But she's oh! my favorite Muppet.
Yeah, but he...
I
totally
got one
like,
you didn't
you know,
get.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know
and I even
Gonzo's
did the voice.
My favorite.
Yeah, I knew that.
But do you know why?
Because he's...
He's misunderstood.
I want to know why Gonzo's your favorite Muppet, because he's my favorite Muppet, too.
He's my favorite because... He's purple.
That's good.
And because he's a weirdo, he doesn't have a family. He's like the little outcast. I love Gonzo.
Wow. Really getting into the psychology of why you married me.
You are all weirdos.
Yeah, see? All right, so we're going to take a little turn now into something we call Peter Flynn's Corner.
Yay! Let's play the music.
We have to play the music right now.
Go. Bam.
Play the music.
We have just discovered an important note from space.
Welcome to Peter Flynn's Corner.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I do love that tune.
All right, so we have a crap load of questions here from Peter. I asked him last night to get me some, and of course he came up with many of them.
You rock.
I think in terms of time, we should only, if you're going to do one, because I don't know what's happening here. Ask Rube a question.
I have no idea what's going on.
Ask me a question. We should take a break then.
All right, well, we'll start off with just one question before we take a break.
All right, cool.
Okay.
And this is a quick one.
Only four parts?
No, actually, this one is only one part. That's why I'm asking it first.
What? All right.
And you guys can both just answer sort of in turn. What do you think of Boris the Spider by John Entwistle / The Who?
That is for Mark. I step back.
I was never a fan of that song.
I agree. It's not one of their stronger ones.
Not one of their stronger ones.
You know what it is that bugs me? Is the little Boris the Spider. That thing that they throw.
Roger
always,
Daltrey.
Always
just,
bugged me.
He just, no, he can't do it.
I don't like The Who. So. Sorry.
Oh, it's The Who, not Doctor Who.
Wow.
See, I even knew that, see, Ruby. Come on.
The best thing is you, Ruby can talk your ear off about the, you know, prog rock, English prog rock bands like Genesis and Yes.
Oh, no. No, no. Very few prog rock. Very few.
Porcupine Tree.
See, yeah, that's like, there's like two, and Rush. There's like two.
And Rush.
There's two that I really
good
like.
Good times.
No, yeah. Boris the Spider.
You know who likes Rush?
Who?
Mitch Gonzalez.
No way!
That's a point for Mark.
For real? Gosh. Wow, I didn't know.
All right, so we're going to take a short break here. Get rid of some of those cons and
oh, too much information, no, honey. Too much.
That is hilarious.
And,
oh my!
We'll be back in a little bit.
I thought it was small.
Thank God we have two bathrooms, huh?
Come on now. All right, we'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
Oh boy, with the gross Mitch love fest. Part two. Okay, part two. Emotionally ready for part two.